Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tim McMahon, Mr. McMahon, how are you, sir?
It takes a good call out quitting to finally get you guys to give me a call after all this begging and pleading I've done. My goodness.
I know, man.
It's the fault is all ours. Trying to rectify it as fast as we can, but also dodging breaking news of the highest order, Mr. McMahon. And this is that because as I look at my Twitter account, from, I want to say, June 6th or so, it is a tweet from Tim McMahon verifying, in fact, that Mark Cuban has said Rick Carlisle, Mark Cuban tells ESPN he will not consider a coaching change. And then he goes on to detail why exactly he would not consider a coaching change. And 11 days later, there's a coaching change. What should we make of all of that?
Well, Rick Carlisle, in his statement to Woj, said this was solely his decision. So Mark Cuban did not consider a coaching change, but Rick Carlisle did.
Yeah.
Do you believe all that?
I do. Now, I've got receipts on this. I actually recorded the low post with Zach Lowe this morning and pre-Rick resigning, and I laid in all the reasons I thought that Rick was going to start next season with a sizzling seat. He was going to be on the hot seat going into next season. And I think Rick realized, Rick obviously realized that. You know how smart Rick is. He knew that he was probably on borrowed times in terms of coaching Luka. And it didn't, you don't need sources to know that there was tension between those guys. Do you watch the games? Do you think it's normal for the superstar to publicly show up his head coach on a fairly regular basis? There had been tension really since early on in Luka's rookie year. I think Rick recognized pretty early that Luka was not just a franchise player, but a potential generational star, and really did empower him and give him control of the offense and give him all kinds of freedoms, realizing that was the only way the relationship had any chance of working. Plus, it's a smart thing to do when you have a guy who's got all that talent. But I think there were seeds that were planted that led to that relationship never really being anything better than tense. And some of those are their interactions. And some of those, honestly, are the way that Rick interacted with other people. And, you remember Salah Mejri. You remember the Mej, Salah the Bala.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Well, Salah was maybe Luka's best friend. Salah was on Real Madrid when Luka got called up as a kid who couldn't even grow a mustache. Rick treated Salah like a dog. Those kind of things don't help.
Do you think that Luka's in Slovenia right now? And I know we spoke earlier today, but he hadn't talked about this at all. You think he's pretty stoked about this?
I think, and Luka said it today, that he was disappointed about Donnie's departure. I don't think he's upset about Rick's departure, no. Obviously the next questions are the big questions that Cuban's going to have to answer, and he can't get the wrong answers. Who's going to replace Donnie? Who's going to replace Rick? Cuban has said that who's going to be the head of basketball operations will come first, and then they'll find a head coach. Luka is a big supporter of Jamal Mosley, who's been on Carlisle's staff for several years. You remember Mosley filled in that win over the Knicks. Luka, after that game, said, I think he can be the head coach for sure. This is one of those things he said, the head coach. And it's like, well, English is like his fourth or fifth language. Did he mean a head coach? Did he mean whatever? The guy, I think that, you have to consider Mosley a legitimate candidate, one, because he's, a guy who's popped up in coaching searches around the league. And, too. Luka is definitely a backer of his.
This is ESPN's Tim McMahon with us here on The Ticket. And, boy, this one's a really difficult thing to unsort this week for a lot of reasons. I was mentioning earlier, Tim, that one of the main issues is there seems to be five main players in this conversation to try to sort out how we got here. Not only Carlisle and Luka, of course, and Cuban and Donnie, but also the figure now known as Bob Vulgaris, which is extra complex. Let me start with, do you believe he's back and secure? And then can you sort of unravel this week, according to your very capable basketball brain and how we got to this point?
So the Bob Vulgaris thing, and Cuban obviously is going to deny this, Donnie Nelson's departure was in large part due to him losing a power struggle with Bob Vulgaris and Cuban losing faith in Donnie. And it's not that Bob wants to be the president of basketball operations. He's not a guy who's fit for a leadership position. He doesn't possess the people skills. But Cuban absolutely trusted his basketball opinions more than Donnie's. And that became problematic. That became an adversarial relationship. Bob absolutely was making strong lineup rotation suggestions, those kind of things. You know, this thing of, I'm just going to say, Rick went with a lot of them, but if Bob had complete control over the rotations, I can assure you Josh Green would have been playing over Trey Burke all season long. Rick didn't just go by him 100%. I can promise you that. Now, will he be back? To be determined. Obviously, this thing has become extremely messy. He will not be back courtside. He will not be within shouting distance of Luka during a game again. But Cuban does value his data. He thinks the guy is he's a very smart guy. He does know basketball. He doesn't hit 100%. DeLon Wright is evidence of that. He might stay in that role. That's to be determined. He will not be promoted, and he certainly will not be visible.
This is Tim McMahon from ESPN with us here on the Hardline. Do you think that we've been bouncing this back and forth all over the station out here at the compound the last couple of days? If the Mavericks had won this series against the Clippers, does all this come out? Is this all happening as quickly as it? I mean, let's say that they end up losing to Utah. Is it going to happen right after that? Or are we satisfied enough with a first round victory to where these little things don't bubble over?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. And it's interesting because it's not like they were far. And look, the Clippers very well could win the West. Certainly with Kawhi, I think they had a very good chance of doing that. That's a great hypothetical. I don't know. I do feel, honestly, like these things were – there was going to be friction. There was going to be tension. These things were concerns well before that Clipper series. The Bob-Donnie dynamic was, again, that was adversarial. The Luka-Rick dynamic, there was just a lot of tension there. I definitely felt like it was kind of a year-to-year type of deal regardless with that. So maybe it doesn't blow up like it has this week. But, again, it's gotten to the point where I don't know that that either Donnie or Rick were going to be long-term, into the future fixtures around the Mavs anymore.
Where do you think they turn, Tim?
Great question. So, again, the first thing is you got to find someone who's going to run your basketball operations. Now, if we're being real honest, we know who's been running the basketball operations there for 22 years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I joke, Donnie's title was president of basketball operations. A lot of time he was the secretary of basketball operations. Mark Cuban he's been the final shot caller. So, Michael Finley is certainly qualified, I think, to take a step up into Donnie's role. My concern would be if Michael Finley is in that role, that it's going to be a lot of the same. Is Mark Cuban willing to, hire somebody who's been accomplished as a basketball decision maker and empower them and, sign checks and cheer at games, but, give up that final authority? We're going to find that out. And then who they hire as the, to run the basketball operations very well could, be a major influence on who they hire as the head coach. Again, Jamal Mosley, I think, is, you have to mention him as a candidate. If we're looking for people who have ties to the Mavericks, Terry Stotts was the offensive coordinator of the championship team. Jason Kidd, obviously, has some deep Dallas ties. I honestly, I don't know where his relationship is with Cuban after his messy departure.
Yeah.
Those are some names that would make sense due to their history here. I think Terry would make sense due to his offensive mind, Kidd, due to having a lot of similarities with Luka. But again, you got to hire somebody who's going to hire the head coach before you can hire the head coach. At least that's the way Cuban is saying it's going to go.
How thrown off today do you think Mark was by Rick handing in a resignation? And do you think Rick already has a job locked up, or is he just hitting the market now?
Rick is a very smart, careful man. He is not jumping out of a plane without a parachute. I'll put it to you like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think Rick either knows he has options or knows that he has a job lined up. Obviously, I think Steiny mentioned Milwaukee. There's been a rumor going that's been a rumor that's been going around for a while as Rick potentially replacing Bud. Rick has roots in Indiana. There's been some buzz there. There's connections with Boston. Based on what I'm hearing, that's unlikely. I don't think Rick is handing in his resignation to the Mavericks unless he in a statement of woe, he said, "I'm looking forward to the next chapter of my coaching career." It sounds like the guy's pretty confident that next chapter is going to be starting very soon. And as far as Cuban, how thrown off was he? I think. Maybe thrown off that it happened now. The gist, or kind of the vibe that I got, was that Cuban did expect Rick to be back, and then it was going to be, let's see how it goes. And certainly I can understand Rick assessing that situation and deciding that he wanted to determine when he was leaving Dallas, and not just kind of waiting for the axe to fall.
Well, at the very least, it's keeping us all busy for the next month or so, I would say, in a dead time.
Yeah. Can I throw in one more thing before you go, Tim? I'm very curious about long term. How much should there be a Luka Doncic sort of freak out? I don't think he is the puppet master here, and I don't think there's a lot to dissatisfaction with his franchise. But I know you mentioned the Bill Duffy issue earlier today, and we know how the NBA media market works in terms of dislodging generational talents and rumoring them elsewhere is a big part of what makes this entire machine spin, it seems. Where do you feel substance sits there?
Well, and look, first of all, Bill Duffy, I laid out why he might not give the Mavericks the benefit of the doubt, but he's a professional who's always going to do what's in the best interest of his agent, or I'm sorry, of his client. And obviously, look, the Supermax this summer, he's not leaving a $200 million contract on the table, one that he would, if he leaves after his rookie deal, he's leaving dozens of millions of dollars on the table. That's not happening, right? And so now there will be a player option on the fifth year. You can pretty much pencil that in. If Donovan Mitchell gets one and Jason Tatum gets one, Luka Doncic is getting a player option. So he's going in the last year of his rookie deal this year. Four guaranteed years kicks in after that. Well, James Harden just pushed his way out of Houston with 2 years left on his deal. So you're doing the math, and you're looking at a three-year window. And it's not necessarily you got to win a championship in 3 years, but I think within the next 3 years, for the Mavericks for Mavericks fans to kind of be able to breathe easy, they have to convince Luka that Dallas is a place where he can contend for championships on a consistent long-term basis. So, again, that you've got 3 years to put those in place. Now, the good news is you've got the biggest, toughest piece to find you've got. That's Luka. You've got to figure out how to fill in the rest of that puzzle.
All right, dude. We appreciate it. Let's talk again. We won't wait. We won't wait years this time.
Thanks, Tim.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, brother.
Really appreciate it.
There he goes, Tim McMahon from ESPN. As Rick Carlisle is gonzo from the Dallas Mavericks after 13 years.
Unbelievable.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.